Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We are in the sister show of the Good Fortune Show, which we have every alternate Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we had the Good Fortune Show the last week, and now we have the Joyful Manifestation Show. And how are you doing? How is life treating you? Are you feeling joy? Are you feeling joyous about many, many things in your life? Because it's in the vibration of joy that joyful things happen. When we feel happy about something, we send out a strong vibration into the universe, and the universe matches that. The universe has to match that because it's energy flowing from us outwards. I want you to remember one thing. When somebody else or something else, it could be a situation, person, place. Yes, places do matter. Where you live does matter. When that something, someone, somewhere is sending us energy, then we become subject to that. We become its victims, so to speak. So imagine you're going to a place and you're just driven there and suddenly you feel something. The people there act odd. Even when you go to a shop to buy something or a restaurant or a fast food restaurant, you go there and you kind of feel these people are different. They behave differently. Or let's say you have someone in your life, could be a boss, could be a sibling, could be a friend, colleague, anybody, or a stranger on the road. And you feel something around them. It's them projecting energy towards you. And that's what you're feeling. And then people get victimized to whatever level. In as much as they have to bear the burden of the energy projected at them. And then what happens is their situation, each person's situation, let's take fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane's day starts to head in that direction of the energy projected at her. So now she is being controlled by something external to her. And this is something that everyone should learn to recognize. And they need to see if they are being projected at. Could be anybody. Could be a boss, could be the whole company, could be a city, a town, a shop. You know how you feel good when you go to certain McDonald's places and sometimes you go to certain places and you don't feel so good. It could be a Burger King. There are some shops that we prefer to visit and some we don't. It could be Starbucks. It could be any restaurant. It could be any mall. It could be anywhere. City, town, place, country too. And we just feel as if something is being projected at us. And that our energy is not allowed to be the way it should be. You know, because God is in us and we're the spark. And we have the qualities of God within us, the power of creation rests within us. Mostly it's resting, but it's supposed to be vested in us to create. But If people are busy being projected at by other places, people, things, then how is someone supposed to arrive at their power, their own power, to create and to manifest? So this is something everybody here should, it's a request that everyone should observe whether at any point they are being projected at or they are projecting themselves outwards. Now, what happens when we project ourselves outwards? When we project ourselves outwards, then it's our thoughts, intentions, and goals that get fulfilled, not someone else's. So, very big, important difference here between being projected at and projecting outwards. So we need to ask ourselves at any moment, am I being projected at? Or am I the one projecting? So what happens when we are projecting? When we project, then we're in our power, our beautiful, amazing, golden power. That's what we are in. But when we are being projected at, then we are in someone else's power. Because their energy is busy dictating to us what should happen to us today. This whole day, this whole week, this whole month, this whole year, the next few years. Imagine if people started to understand this. But let's start with ourselves, right? I mean, we can certainly know at any point if we're being projected at or if we're the ones projecting. And when we realize, oh my God, I'm being projected at, this person's energy is so busy projecting itself at me, I don't even know who I am anymore. Wow. Wow. And just imagine, this takes place in cases of individuals, holds towns and cities and states and countries, the world itself. And everybody's so busy projecting themselves at everybody else, correct? Now, I'm not saying that we should never be projected at. For example, let's say we trust someone and we like this person. We like this person's wisdom. We like what they stand for. Then it's okay to be projected at by them. Because then we can receive from them. So it's okay to be in a position of receiving. That's when we're receiving. Example, when God is projecting at us, right? Because we have prayed and God has realized something and, oh my God, let me help this person. And so if God is projecting at us, it's fine to receive. Because if you're receiving his golden power and his goodness. And at the same way, there are some people in this world that it's okay to receive from them because they have your well-being and they're projecting goodness at you. And it's okay then to be in a position of receiving and to accept, to absorb into oneself, to integrate it within oneself. It's fine. But then we need to know who we are being projected at. By. Is that English right? I'm not sure. Forgive me. But we need to know who's projecting at us. What are they projecting at us? Is it okay to receive? Is it okay to absorb and integrate within ourselves? So people who are more learned than you, people who have more wisdom, people who have your well-being at heart, it's okay to receive from them and to integrate it within ourselves. But not everybody. Not everybody. Not somebody who is so busy projecting their stuff at us. And maybe they don't know enough, or maybe their life experiences weren't that great. Maybe they're not the best bulbs, right? So this is something like everybody needs to wake up every few moments or minutes or hours and say, okay, am I being projected at or am I the one projecting? And if you don't think that the person who's projecting it to you is qualified enough, then stop it. Like, move out of his space. Go somewhere else where someone else better is projecting, and or then start projecting outwards. So remember, there is a thing over here, like step one, somebody else is projecting it to you. Step two, realizing that one is being projected at. Step three, realizing that one does not want what one is being projected at. Then neutralizing it, that is to say, getting into a space where nobody's projecting at you, neither are you projecting at somebody, because you can't immediately start projecting outwards. Because when one is being projected at, there is a little bit of gap, right? Where we need to go to a neutral space where neither are we being projected at, nor are we immediately projecting, because we can't immediately start projecting when something's being projected at us. So we need to go to a neutral space where there's no such activity. Mental space, physical space, it doesn't matter. If somebody has an altar, they can go to the altar, clear oneself off. Some people like to sage themselves. Some people like to put salt in little bowls, like a neutral space where one is not being projected at. When that stops, then we create the power within ourselves and we start projecting outwards. We project what we want. We project what we like. We project what we desire. We project it outwards. And now everybody else is being affected by that. Do you see what I'm saying? This is something that everybody needs to know how to do. And at the very least, even if one does not want to project outwards, at the very least, one must not be projected at by people who do not have our well-being. So let's say there are some sad stories, right? Bad stories, sad stories. And oh, we come across this person and they're busy offloading their stories on us. What is happening? We're receiving, absorbing what they're projecting. Then it goes into our aura, it goes into our mind, it goes to various levels and it starts working. Consciously, subconsciously, it works. And then we are having their lives. So whatever bad lives they had is now projected at us. Now we are having that life. We come across situations and events that duplicate and mirror where these people are. So then we need to understand, do we really want their story? Do we really want their story? Do we want to be projected at by this person? And then what we do, we once we realize, oh my God, I'm being projected at, we go to a neutral place, wherever we trust, whatever makes us feel happy. It could be a beach, it could be a mountain, it could be your own home, there could be a room where you allocate and to, you know, clearing space, as they say, and you have all your favorite angels and gods and whatever it is that you believe in, pictures, images, you go there and then you can say, look, I don't want to be projected at, I want to recover myself. And so then you go ahead, let your soul take charge of your body, of your aura. And then at that point, you can decide whether you want to project at someone else or you just want to be in a neutral space, which is fine. But remember that, you know, when we're at work, in our careers, how do we get a promotion? We're projecting. We're projecting at the boss. We're projecting at the company. Our qualities, our qualifications, our goodness, our worth to them. And that's how they get the energy that, oh my God, we're so good. Other than, of course, the physical action. They get this energy that we're so good for them, and then they give us a promotion, they give us a raise, they give us all of these things. This comes from us projecting at them, outwardly. You know how they say, oh my God, there are victims in this world. How does victimization happen? Like, because someone is busy absorbing what others are projecting. What society is projecting, what the people controlling them in the position of control are projecting, oh, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be. And you know what? Countries do that to each other, right? We know about certain countries that are busy controlling other countries. We know about that. It's been there in history. So that particular country is busy projecting it. This particular poor country, and I'm not saying poor as in money, but like poor thing, oh my God, victim country, like absorbing all of this control energy coming from some other country. So this happens in individual level, it happens on a social level, country level, and who knows what Earth is absorbing or projecting from other planets. We don't really know that, right? So we want to say to everybody today that, look, we have this good fortune show. The good fortune show is supposed to be projecting good energy, supposed to be, quote-unquote, supposed to be. We make sure to the maximum effort that we're projecting good stuff, good energy. The angels, gods, whoever, you know, wanted this show to start are there and they're projecting good stuff. And then the Joyful Manifestation show is projecting good. And so it's very safe to be here, to listen, to absorb also, and to integrate it, because we have everybody's well-being at heart. But then again, that is your decision. We don't take away your decision-making ability. That's your decision to decide. For example, let's say if I go into an affirmation. It's your decision to agree or not. It's your decision to absorb it or not. We make sure that there's nothing negative in it. There's nothing that's going to harm anybody. We're just sending out goodness. Just like the sun, right? The sun is sending out heat energy. And planet Earth gets to absorb it. Now, sometimes, we're not talking about how intense it is or how intense it's not, because the sun is at the right distance. It's right. It's at the right place where it sends out energy, and enough energy is taken by the planet, by Earth. So in that same way, you can allocate certain people to send out certain energies to you, like, you know, people who believe in Jesus, people who believe in different gods around the world. They can allocate these people to send out to them great energy. But then they may put down, like put up a wall or a decision filter where they decide, okay, we don't mind. Let's say we take fictitious Jane and she says, I love the energy that the church sends me. And we're just giving an example over here, right? I love the energy that this temple sends me. I love the energy that this God or messenger is sending me. I love it. I absorb it because it means well-being. It means caring. It means abundance. It means prosperity. It means all of these great things to me and to my family. However, I draw the line where I don't want to be thinking that I'm in sin or that I'm a sinner and that I have to pay for my sins. You see? So each person can decide what they want to absorb, to which level they want to absorb, and what they don't want to absorb, and then go forward in life with that. And then this is, they can apply this to everybody in their life, basically what they want to absorb, what they don't want to absorb, and then what they want to project outwards so that they create an impression also, so that they're affecting events, places, situations, and things. And we can, you know, take a couple of minutes break, and we can go into money manifestation, work and career. We can discuss this with reference to work and career and money. So we're going on a couple of minutes break. We're going to listen to some music and we're going to come back soon. So hold on tight. on the air for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. You know, Joyful Manifestation is a very high vibration. So it's about the fact that Joyful Manifestation itself is a high vibration, where good things happen for people. And then there is the Joyful Manifestation process, which is a 10-step process. It's given in the book Joyful Manifestation, which is available online, Amazon, etc. It contains various methods, or not various methods, but it contains stepwise method and information that can help someone get to a place of joyful manifestation, where we are joyfully manifesting our lives. So, you know, we were talking about projecting outwards, realizing whether we are being projected at or whether we're the ones projecting our thoughts, opinions, etc. at the outside world. So if we take a workplace, and we did talk about the workplace in the previous section itself, but if we're at a workplace and you know how people feel they don't have power in the workplace, nobody listens to them, nobody is taking account of what they're contributing to a company, whatever they do doesn't seem to have any effect, it's not being counted or not counted enough. Whereas some other people who don't even perform very well are being considered important. The phenomena is that they're projecting. These other people who don't even perform well are projecting at the powers of the company, powerful people at the company. And this particular person, fictitious Jane, she works so hard, she does her best, but no one seems to notice or notice enough to give her, accord her the importance that she should be given considering her performance. Oh, why does this happen? So many people around the world, so many people around the world are affected by this. Everybody probably has been affected by this at some point or the other in their lives. They have good intentions. So let's say fictitious Jane is one such person. She has good intentions. She wants to contribute. She does contribute to the extent she's allowed to contribute. She does her best. But somebody else who doesn't even have what she has gets all the recognition and benefits. And doesn't this happen on a country level where somebody who is fit to be the president of a country is shifted or pushed aside? And someone else is given that position who is not even worthy of that position. This happens on a country level. Someone who should deserve it gets pushed aside, and someone who doesn't deserve it gets the position. And why is this? Because let's say fictitious Jane is that president. Fictitious Jane is being projected at. Her power to project is being snipped, cut. She's being isolated, secluded, walled is a better word. And somebody else who is not a fit candidate is busy projecting, is allowed to project, and gets the position. While fictitious Jane, who could be a better candidate, is not allowed to project, or her projection is not powerful enough, or it's not going anywhere, or she is not projecting at all. Her She thinks she's projecting, but it's not going anywhere. She's actually not projecting. She's actually receiving the negativity from being projected at. And we're not talking about any particular person in this world. We're just saying this is something that happens on a country level. So, and this happens probably in every country. So why wouldn't it happen on an individual level? In a company where a person should be recognized, but she is not projecting enough of her energy to get recognized, because this energy, when Fictitious Jane starts to project it, it has to gather momentum and it has to go outwards and it has to get in touch by itself. Even if Fictitious Jane doesn't do anything, this energy should go out and touch the energies of the people, the powers, the decision makers of the company. So every person who's listening today should understand this and think to themselves, am I being projected at, or am I the one projecting? And understand that when one starts to project, it has to be a nice continuous flow. So one has to start to project and then somehow escape the projection that someone else is doing, and then continue to project oneself in such a way that one's energy is the one that's filling the room, that's filling the office, that's reaching out and touching people, and is making things happen. And this can happen on an individual level. This can happen on a country level, where somebody wants to become a president and he wants his energy to go out and reach people because he's got good thoughts. And this could be any country in the world. And what happens is, if one is an actor or actress and you're going down to the artist level, if somebody wants to be a successful actor, actress, musician, performer, artist, painter, writer, and one wants one's work to reach the world and to be picked up by the world and appreciated, one needs to be able to project one's energy. One has to get one's energy out there, remove the obstacles and the blocks, and project oneself at the world. And this is something that each person has the power to do. The power of God rests in each one. The power of God rests in each one. And we're not trying to make everybody a God over here, but just even it's even enough to understand we're a spark of God, that we have some of his abilities, if not all. I'm just going to the very basic level. You know, we can be God, or we can think that we're a spark of God. It's enough. Or we can think that we're human and then ask God for help. But at least to get to that place where one understands if one is being projected at or if one is projecting. So let's say the whole world is recognizing somebody as a musician, as an artist. Oh, she's the performer of the year and she's got an award. She's got a Grammy. Is she even worth it? But some people are busy projecting themselves, right? And so then they get recognized and they get all of these goodies. But are they even worth it? So first understanding, oh, maybe the people who are actually getting it are not that worth it. But they are successful because they're busy projecting themselves. And then this particular artist who wants to become big, she can find ways to start projecting herself and her energy at the world because she thinks she's good. So it comes back to self-confidence, self-worth, recognizing one's goodness, recognizing how useful one is to a company, to the music world, to the publishing world, realizing how great one is, and then projecting that outwards. And what happens here? Let's say Fictitious Jane is a really good writer. And her words, she understands, oh my God, if my words reach people, they're going to do so well. So as she gains confidence that her words would make a difference in the world, she starts within her a kind of a wheel turning, a machine starts working. And from this realization that she is so useful to the world, she can project her thoughts and intentions and her work at the world, and then have it being picked up by people because her energy is now reaching out and connecting with everybody. So one light, Fictitious Jane's light, who believes in something good, who believes in her work, reaches out, and then it connects with so many other lights that are waiting to receive from her. And this is transmitted. Now she's projecting outwards, Fictitious Jane, at the world. Her beliefs, her thoughts, her intentions, her goodness, her qualities are being projected outwards at the world. And imagine what would happen in a very small company. If somebody wants to climb the ladder, they can. They can because they believe for the company. They believe that they're good for this company, that they will do good for this company, that the company will prosper. And this intention is transmitted from a person as they're projecting outwards. It goes, it reaches the bosses, the owners. A person creates an impression. And as someone wise said, he still says it. This whole world is like a big offering, a cake. How much of pie, okay? How much of this pie we take home depends on our inner power. So this whole world is there and it's waiting for you to take it home. And how big a piece you take home depends on your life energy, what it's projecting outwards. So the bigger the power, the bigger the aura, as they say, then the more we take home. But the energy generated, the machine that starts to work within us, we need to activate it. We are the ones who get to activate that. And then we churn it. It starts to churn. It starts to work. It gathers momentum and power. And it's projecting its belief system at the world rather than being projected at. Now remember, when we're projecting outwards, then we can't be projected at. It's either energy coming in or it's energy going out, flowing outwards. So if they're projecting at us, their energy is coming to us and whatever it contains, right? Could be containing really bad stuff. Right? So this bad stuff is coming at Fictitious Jane. Her energy is blocked now because she's being projected at. But then when she goes to the neutral space, she realizes she's being projected at. She doesn't want what she's being projected at. She goes to this neutral space. She clears herself. And then she reverses the process. And now she's projected. And as her energy gets stronger and she's projecting more and more, the energies of other people trying to project at her get blocked by her. Some people call it shielding. But this is not a conscious shield where we actually, you know, there are some processes where we create a white light around us and we protect ourselves in the shield. And there are some shields. Even in pranic healing, they teach we're good from what is it? Our energy is allowed to go out, but external energies are not allowed to come in, especially if they're negative. But that's like everybody's shielding themselves then, right? So it's better to go into a flow where you're churning, the machine is inside you, it's churning and sending out energy, you're projecting outwards. As long as you're projecting outwards, nobody can project back at you because your energy is going outwards and literally hitting other people. And isn't it better that we project at other people than they're projecting at us? Especially, I'm thinking that the people on the show who are listening in are basically good people, smart people, people who have been involved in metaphysics for a little bit at least, who have probably followed some teachings of law of attraction, who have probably learned Reiki or pranic healing or hypnosis or any one of these healing modalities, as they say. Anybody who has done a little bit of energy work or who has read a few books on God, something which drew them to the show. And I'm thinking that these are good people. And what they project to people on the show who are listening in is going to be good. So why not everybody here project themselves at the world rather than absorbing all the negativity? And really, if you really look at it at a world level, then the more people who are projecting good, the negativity gets stopped. If it's a ratio in proportion and the percentage of good being projected outwards, at some point, will defeat the negative. If a whole bunch of people start to project their goodness at the world, and I'm not even saying that they need to do charity or any of this. I'm not saying that because charity itself is a recognition of the fact that there's poverty, correct? Or there's something wrong. And we want to project that everything is right. Everything is good. Not that I'm telling people to stop doing charity. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying when we go into the law of attraction teachings and we go into joyful manifestation teachings and we understand whether we're contributing to a good belief system or a negative one. And what we want to project is a healthy and good belief system at the world. Not a belief system where we're thinking, oh my God, so many wars are happening and these bad things are happening and we need to go help them. That's one level of thinking, which is a good thinking. Don't get me wrong. It's still humanity. Falls within human values. But then when the people who are listening here are obviously people who are dabbling in manifestation or are advanced at it, and then we understand that it's not that. It's projecting that all is good, all is well. And when a lot of people start projecting this, right, what happens? There is a shift in the world. Then all is good, all is well. And we're not trying to change the world here. That's not our purpose. But you're trying to explain the whole concept here where all of you basically, for yourselves at least, at an individual level, in your company, where you work, whatever you do, if we're projecting outwards our good belief systems, then the people who are supposed to receive that will receive it. And recognize that, oh my God, she wants good for this company. As opposed to somebody else who's here selfishly and is trying to take what he can take and escape when he can escape. So then what happens is there is a recognition of an employee's worth to the company and value to the company. And this recognition then translates into material benefits because anybody who's smart will know that this is the employee they want. And to keep this employee, they need to honor this employee. They need to give her rewards, him rewards. They need to do whatever it takes to keep this employee. So, you know, we can always talk more about this in the next show. even though it's a good fortune, sure, we're definitely going to continue spinning and turning the wheels of good fortune for everybody who's listening to the show. So, you know, do subscribe to the show. It's only $2.99 a month. And you're basically supporting good energy in the world. But, you know, instead of going into that, we're just going into the next section, which is soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're going to the next section. We're going to listen to some music and we will come back soon. So don't go away. Hold on tight.
Mother lady.
Joyful manifestation. Love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation. Love.
Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Suganti Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. Speaking about, talking about, whether we're projecting outwards or we're being projected at. Oh my God, this is so important in soulmate manifestation. Because most people are being projected at when it comes to love and sex. They're being projected at, fictitious Jane is busy being projected at by the men she meets. And you know, in case of men, you reverse the sex or same sex, it doesn't matter. So fictitious Jane is being projected at by the men she meets, where she is made to believe she is not attractive enough, she's not wanted enough, she's not important enough, she doesn't even count in the list of priorities of this particular man, men slash men. Like she's nowhere in this list, not even position 10. In the list. And so many things being projected at so many women around the world by the men that they meet. So many things being projected at so many men around the world by the women they meet. Or same sex, it doesn't matter. whatever one is interested in. But whoever they're interested in is busy projecting back at them that they're not important enough. So how would a soulmate situation work? That's where people get affected, and then they have the same patterns repeat. Every man they meet projects that at them. Every woman they meet projects that at them. That they are not important enough, and that they don't count. Of course, you know, with my clients, I help them, whether it's money, whether it's work, whether it's love. I help them. I help them get to the place where they're strong enough to start projecting outwards and not just receiving all of these negative energy. So imagine a person who has received so much negative energy over so many years. What is she supposed to do? Her belief system has been shut down. Her good belief system has been shut down at various stages in life by various people. And then she starts to think, oh my God, if I just get through with or without a soulmate, even that's fine. So everybody's importance is being questioned every day, every hour, every minute by the society, by their romantic, quote-unquote, romantic counterparts. And if they're being shown a negative mirror over long periods of time, what does one do? Correct? There's only so much a person can withstand. But I'm saying today, whatever happened in the past, let's leave it behind. And today be awakened. And maybe you've been awakening, or maybe you've been coming into your power these last few shows also. I'm not saying everybody's starting from scratch. But even for those starting from scratch, let's put the past behind us and put it down to the fact that, oh, we were being projected at. We were being projected a really false belief system by some loser. And then, of course, you know, if we love the loser, then it's okay to understand that the loser is just an instrument of the negative forces of this universe. And the loser, if given good energy, would be projecting another story at us. So then what happens is, we start to see it as, this is our karma. We are being projected negative by someone or by some people who the negative forces are using to make us feel less than who we are. When we arrive at this, it's the bulb moment, you know, the bulb goes on in the mind. And then one realizes that everything being projected to oneself, which is negative, is not true. It's just not true. It's false. It's false. All the negativity, that one is not important, that one is not on the list of priorities, that one is not good enough to be married to, that one is only worthy of being abandoned or cheated on, or any one of these negatives, right? All of this that has happened in the past is false. And when you realize it's false, and then you work on yourself, and you start projecting outwards how amazing you are. I'm simply amazing. I am simply amazing. And you can turn this into an affirmation. I am simply amazing. I am simply amazing. Amazing. And it doesn't matter which word you want to stress on. stress in a good way, correct? I love my hair. I love my eyes. I love my lips. I love my skin. I love my body. I love everything about me. I want to kiss myself. Here, hand, let me kiss you. Here, fingers, let me kiss you. Here, hair, let me stroke you. You're so beautiful. And then this thing happens within, right? Where we are, oh my God, I'm amazing. I'm an amazing creation. So here one stops accepting the negative that's being projected at us by whoever. We're like, nope, don't come near me, negative. I don't believe you. Then we go to the neutral space where neither negative is flowing nor positive. And then we create the energy within us. The machine starts to churn. It starts to flow outwards. And then we're touching people with our wonderfulness, our amazingness. And you know, here in this space, there's no competition. It doesn't matter if somebody has this hair or that hair. It doesn't matter if somebody has this skin or that skin. It doesn't matter if one is plump or slim. And I just got this 1 minute warning. So, you know, we're going to meet again. We're on a great topic. We want good energy flowing for us. We will meet again for the Good Fortune Show. Please, please, please tune in. Next Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the intention of the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show is to create good for you. So until then, you know what? Have a great week. Look at what's working for you rather than what's not working for you. If you want to contact me for coaching, do write to me or text me, WhatsApp me. And then we can meet again next week. Until then, have a great rest of the week and an amazing rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.